Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My, 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 my. Boy, if we just went home right now, it'd been worth it. But we're not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to remind you of our Fresh Oil Conference coming up June 8th to the 12th. It's from Tuesday all the way through Saturday night. So, Doc, you make plans, come down and visit us. And we got some cards back there with all the hotel information, or you can phone our office. There's all different levels of hotels, you know, and price-wise. So even the best one in our town, which is just absolutely outstanding, I think you can get it for $99 a night. That's a king-size room, and this honeymoon couple, you'd enjoy that. It'd be real nice when that happens. But, I mean, it's just some real nice, and they have all the way, and we have several new ones they just built, and they're down lower in price. So everybody, wherever you're at financially, you'd be blessed. Can you say amen? Also, we want to remind you, in Abakan, Russia, we're going to August the 22nd to the 27th. If you'd like to go on that trip, we're going in a private jet. You can see Mitch in the back table. And then we're going to Kuwait and Iraq, October 4th to the 11th. And, well, is it safe? Yes, it is safe there. And matter of fact, everywhere you go is a Christian. And then my wife, and along with her team, they'll be having a prayer conference at World Harvest, August the 12th to the 14th. That's Thursday through Saturday. The last one she had was just such a success. And this year we're having Cindy Black for the Fresh Oil meeting, and she was there for the prayer conference, and I really enjoyed her so much. I asked her to come to Fresh Oil this year. And along with Trevor Woods and the World Harvest Choir. If you haven't heard our choir lately, they are hot, man. They're just getting with it, man. And it's just amazing. All the musicians that worship God have been coming to our church. And I'm going to tell you, I just really feel in my spirit this is going to be a different than we ever had. Well, they've always been different every year, but there's something about this year more that there's going to be the blessings. Can you say amen? I'm reminded of Jesus appearing to Brother Hagin in a vision, and he was holding a crown, soul winner crown. And Dad Hagin said that he was showing it to Brother Hagin when he went to heaven. He said, "This is the soul winner's crown." He said this, and Brother Hagin said it was just so gorgeous, so beautiful. Of course, he's got it now. Hallelujah. But he said it was so beautiful. And he said, "My people are so busy. My people forget that there is a world that is dying." And I can imagine he's telling that. He said, "My people are so busy." He said, "Don't let distraction get in your way." It's amazing how people are so distracted today. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Glory be to God. And I don't know about you, but there's a day when we're all going to have to stand before Jesus. I want to put that crown on, the soul winner's crown, and that you as a faithful servant to God. Hallelujah. Now, go back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Glory be to God. I'm going to do two parts tonight. Something that I haven't done before, but I'm going to do two different parts. We're going to minister to the sick tonight. We're going to pick up where we left off. If you wasn't here last night, you need to get the tape. But we talked about the gifts of the Spirit. So we're going over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We thank you, Father, for your word tonight. We thank you for the greatest teacher, and that is the Holy Ghost that lives within us. So rise up and be big in me. You know what these people need to hear. So I yield this vessel of clay to you. I yield myself to the cloak of the mantle of the anointing that you've called me to. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start with the first verse. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Another translation says misinformed. Isn't that something to be misinformed? To be misinformed? How would you like to be misinformed if your accountant said you had so much money in the bank, and so you went ahead and spent that money, but you got misinformed, and you found out you didn't have that money? And you remember what the Lord said to me yesterday afternoon, and I ministered to you. He said that He doesn't want us to be ignorant. He said to have an ignorant church is a church that will be hoodwinked in these last days, and what is true and what is false. Now concerning spirit, now we brought out the point, and you can study it for yourself. In the original, it doesn't say that gives has been added by the interpreters of King James. Anything that has words as italicized was added, so really that wasn't in the original. The original Greek says, now concerning spirituals, or the things that pertain to the spirit, I would not have you ignorant. And remember, we talked about praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is the door to the supernatural. And now we know we're weak and we're at an all-time low in praying in the Spirit. So if we're at an all-time, we proved it last night by the boat. And not just here, but other churches, just where I've been, I've asked them, how many of you pray at least a half an hour a day in the Holy Ghost? Very few hands. So that goes to show you, then if we're not into the supernatural, then we're going to be ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. When we have all these gifts available to us, a New Testament church is a church that flows in tongues and flows in the gifts of the Spirit. Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. So we do know that the church, one thing, that it's an all-time low in faith. Well, how do you know that? Well, there's so many sick people in Word of Faith Church. Faith is an all-time low. Besides that, the Lord told me when I went to heaven in October the 7th, 1999, over in Oakland, praise the Lord. And when I went to heaven, God spoke to me, and He said, you're going to have to preach real strong on faith, because faith is at an all-time low. Hallelujah. Well, what have we been preaching? I told you we have more mental preaching than we do spirit preaching. A person that doesn't pray, a minister that don't pray in the Holy Ghost, will have more mental sermons than they would spirit sermons. And it's the spirit sermons that change people's lives. Mental preaching puffs up heads.
Hallelujah.
You ought to write that down, put it in your office. Say, I am not a mental preacher. I am a spirit preacher. And that's what you got most in your churches today, is mental preaching. I like to put it this way. We have display of showboating, of mental preaching, mental knowledge, instead of spirit. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. But I made up my mind, I'm going to be a word man and a spirit man. Spirit preacher man. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. A church that does not operate in the gifts of the Spirit will be ignorant concerning the devices of the devil. And we brought some of that out last night and some of the things. And that's just a little bit experience through the years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we went over to the fourth verse. Is now there are differences of gifts now, but the same Spirit. Now, I talked this about a little bit, but I feel I need to impress on this what I said last night. I said these gifts also mean the fivefold gifts, which they are called ministry gifts. And then the other gifts are the gifts of the Spirit, and which they're named right here, which we named and talked. And some of them we dissect a little bit, and some we didn't, but it'd take a whole week. We'd like to come maybe a whole week and just talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Boy, wouldn't we have a blowout? You get talking about them, preaching about them, then people get a hunger for them. See, these gifts will not be in operation unless there's a hunger. Because it says in the 31st verse, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. You see, these gifts don't come just by praying, but you got to covet them. And then pray in the Holy Ghost. Have a hunger for these things to be operated. We have a hunger for these things to happen in our church. We had that Sunday. I wasn't there. We were here. But my wife, she got up and the power of God fell in that place. Hallelujah. And they had a time. People laying all over. This is instead of a Christian cantata, we had a spiritual cantata. Now our choir, and Trevor Woods and others that are all, that make them do what they do, they've all gotten in there, but the Spirit of God. And that's the kind of church we want. And yet churches say, no, we will have that in the afterglow. And like I said, how can you have an afterglow if you don't have a glow in the auditorium? No, He doesn't want to be in the after. He wants to have free course in our service. Now, I'm not talking about every service has to be wild and hanging off the chandeliers. But my God, you could be ministering by the gifts of the Spirit as you're preaching. People say, well, Dr. Dufresne didn't operate in the office of a prophet tonight. He didn't prophesy over anybody. But yet in my teaching, it was prophetic and dealing with this and touching this and helping this. building this, tearing down this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, they used to say that with Dan Hagin. Well, he didn't flow. I said, what do you mean he didn't flow? Well, in the morning service, he just taught. No, I said, you don't realize he was prophetically, revelation by the Spirit was teaching, and then he was ministering to people in there through his teaching. So you think a prophet has to come in and there's sometimes you do that where you give everybody a word. Last night, God demonstrated the word of knowledge. Specifically, things that nobody ever talked to me about. It happened over at your mom and dad's church. Specifically. I mean, that night we went a long time and dealing with different people. I like to push a button and have that happen all the time. But it's as the Spirit wills. So we should pray that these gifts, because they covet them, have a hunger for them, that they'd be in operation in the body of Christ. For we won't be ignorant. Hallelujah. But a pastor doesn't need to be ignorant concerning sexual sin that's going on in his church. He can have a word of knowledge in the Lord and a vision for him and see so-and-so down there at Holiday Express, room 108. I've had that. Boy, you want to blow some things out in the service. Now, what is that? That's a word of knowledge. Now, what are you doing? You're trying to expose her. Said, no, we're trying to. One is we want to keep the church clean, and two, you want to help them. Because they succumb to sin and their flesh. Hallelujah. Now, in a situation like that, what do? You call them aside. Now, listen, I saw you, and I know what you're doing. Now, you need to stop that because, you know, you're going to hurt yourself. And if they don't stop it, then you have to deal with it on another scale as the head of the church because you don't want to bring that into the church. You think of that awesome responsibility. And you would never do that if you was praying in the Holy Ghost anyway because praying in the Holy Ghost, it subdues your flesh. It mortifies the deeds of the flesh. Your flesh and also your soul, your mental facilities, and it'll put those two down where you can follow God. That's what is important to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Now look at here. Now there are differences of these gifts. So there's the ministry gifts, which he starts in the 28th verse. So those are ministry gifts. Everybody say ministry gifts. And then where it starts over here in the 8th verse, he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But he's still talking, because it's plural, he's still talking about the gifts. But first he starts out with the gifts of the Spirit. And then he starts talking about the fivefold ministry. Apostle, prophet, teacher, known to our apostle, prophet, and evangelist. And incidentally, those are named according to what is the anointing that you walk in. In other words, if you're called to being an apostle, that's where you're supposed to walk. You can't go down and work at another office all the time and don't take care of that one office. That's another tape. I just got to get you praying in the Holy Ghost besides thinking about that. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Glory be to God. There's just so much here. I haven't taught on this stuff for years because I'm just dealing with just faith issues. In the church when I travel, just preaching faith, the law of saying, just get people to talk right. Besides, we're getting into these things. But I can see now I'm starting to get into some of these things, and we're going to have them in our church. We could lose a whole generation. I mean, churches that don't teach about praying in the Holy Ghost, you're going to lose a whole generation. You're going to lose a whole generation of preachers. Glory be to God. And there are differences of operations. There are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. There are differences of operations, but the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So these gifts are given that we can profit with all spiritually, physically, and mentally. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How would you like to have a word of wisdom and God said, now don't get into that deal, and he shows you what will happen in the future. Save you a lot of heartache. How about that one that you're getting ready to marry and isn't right, and God gives you a word of knowledge what they're doing? I remember a time this boy that my daughter was going with, and he, you know, acted like a Christian. He said he was a Christian. But the Lord, I was laying in bed praying in the Holy Ghost, and God gave me a vision of him down in Tijuana with whores. And I told my daughter, and she went. Of course, he lied about it. Then he admitted it. He said, how did you find out? He said, well, my dad had it in a vision. Well, she broke that off. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. There's many times I've known where Stephen's been. He's putting his fist like that. Yeah, and I told him so. Told him where he was at. Well, he you know, where you been? And you know, and first of all, they won't look you in the eye. No, I knew where he was at. Hallelujah. Well, you could profit with all and raising your children. Now, children, you got to understand, I mean, you can't protect them 24 hours a day, but by the gifts of the Spirit. You can raise your children by the gifts of the Spirit if you'll get into that door of the supernatural. For they won't make dumb mistakes like most of us have done. Amen. Boy, I really like that song, Blueberry Hill, but I wish I never went up that hill. Still paying for it today. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you will finally get it, you know. I mean, remember that song. You might. Huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. But... Amen. You know, country road. You know what I'm talking about. But you see, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God revealed these things. That's the way my wife pastors the church. That's the way she pastors the church. A lot of word of knowledge. And I remember a girl, well, she tells the testimony of it. I think she made mention of it. She don't tell me everything goes on in the church. There's some of it just between, because she's the pastor and she operates in that office. And it's really none of my business. She just reveals things about the sheep before she can help them. Not expose them and embarrass them, but to help them. Hallelujah. Boy, that's the way to pastor church. And one girl walked in, and because she comes to church, and my wife, as soon as she looked at her face, she knew what she was going through. She had a word of knowledge, and then the Lord gave her a word of wisdom and to help her in the future and what to say to her. Isn't that right, Don? You see, to help her, and it helped her go the right direction. And after that, she got the right man. My God, they're in church every time the door's open. He's involved in it and met a man. And you see, she was having some problems in that area. Hallelujah. The devil, that old devil trying to pull her back to the way, you know, her former life before she became born again. Hallelujah. All that and praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm just talking about just praying in the Holy Ghost. You can do whatever you do in this city by the gifts of the Spirit, as the Spirit will. You pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. You know who your enemy is. Probably already know, but anyway, you can know by the Spirit of God. Lord, by praying. I mean the things that we wouldn't get into if we just pray in the Holy Ghost. Take the time to do it. There's so many distractions. How would you like to be passed by and don't even get one little jewel on your crown? And go to heaven without anything because you didn't take the time to pray. Jesus told him in that vision, my people are too busy going doing this and going that to even pray. You can even get into the Spirit and the Holy Spirit can connect you while you're praying in the tongues and save somebody else's life. Because he's looking to and fro where he gets somebody to pray. He can't do nothing on this earth unless he can get somebody to yield to the Spirit of God and speak things or pray it out. See, that's the reason. See, some of you are high sinner on your finances. I mean, you're as far as you can go, but you got to pray to get over that and pray. You, even in your finances. Well, I got to get promoted to get more money. I have to do this. No, you know, if you'd pray in the Holy Ghost and get into the things of the Spirit, God can show you things. He can show you inventions. You know, the Warren Hub on the four-wheel, how many know about the four-wheel drive? Many of you probably got four-wheel drive. You know, just the mechanism, there was a man named, and his last name was Warren, and he was praying in the Holy Ghost, and he was laying there, and ready to go to sleep praying, and the Lord gave him, in a vision for him, that mechanism, you know, with the Willys Jeep, and he wrote it down, and then that's what helped us get with our men with those Jeeps in the World War II. And look at it today. But that man, got that by praying in the Holy Ghost. God can show you where you get money to get for your building. He did it for me. That's how I built that building. God gave me an idea by praying in the Holy Ghost. Showed me what to do. Nobody else would touch me. I just had land. Nobody was going to give me the money. Well, why didn't you just believe God to pay it off? Because God told me the money wasn't in the congregation. He said, you're going to have to go to the world system. And he told me how to do it. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I never forget, I was praying. I was in a building, my first church that I pastored three churches. And the first church that I had, we were in a building, and we didn't have the money, and it was that we was growing so much that the air condition wasn't handling all the people. Man, it'd get hot. And Americans, if they're uncomfortable, they won't come back. Plus, they got to have plenty of room. You know, they got plenty of room. And even the big Colosseums today, they got to widen the seats because we're wide nowadays. And right now, obesity is passing heart disease. Obesity is killing our children. Well, that's another thing. Praying the Holy Ghost. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. But, you know, and it was hot in there, and I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money to do it, so I was praying the Holy Ghost. And God gave me an idea. I mean, I just saw it was a word of knowledge, in the form also word of wisdom, because he showed me how to do it. Then he showed me everybody to be cooler. Now, here it is. See, we had offices on one side of the building. It used to be a warehouse, actually, for Taco Bell. I mean, their first office, the building they had. And the warehouse, we remodeled it. And we had some money for a couple of units, but it wasn't enough. And so I saw this in the spirit. Word of knowledge in a vision form came to me. And I saw, and the Lord showed me a pipe coming over to the main auditorium from the units that we used in the office. And he showed me a damper with a motor on it. And I asked my brother, he was in sheet metal, and I said, do they have motors with a damper? He said, oh, absolutely. He said, so the Lord said, so all you do is turn all those units on, put it all in one with that damper, and he said, now when you're using it in the office, you just push a button, and that damper will close, and it'll only do the opposite. During Sunday, you open it up, and it'll all go out into the auditorium. And everybody thought I was a genius. Oh, really? I mean, don't tell them you didn't know. Just, you know, they'll just think you're a genius. And they did. Oh, brother, DeFrain, that was a great idea. But the Holy Ghost will make you look good. The Holy Ghost will make you shine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, I would have thought of that. Well, everybody else, the engineer, they just wanted to sell me air conditioners. See, God's a Jew. He knows how to save money. Not that he's not he's broke or anything, but why buy new ones when you already got them all there in the office buildings? Well, I thought it was wonderful. But that's the way that's the way we run our lives. And then when we don't and do things in the flesh, then we gotta pay for it. Because of ignorance. Everybody say ignorance. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, these are gifts. See, these are gifts of the fivefold ministry, and then the manifestation of the Spirit giving every man the prophet withal. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, the prophet withal. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, the prophet withal. To another faith. Now, what is the faith? Faith is not your faith, the measure of faith that you got when you got born again. This is a supernatural faith that comes upon you. You can't doubt. What I mean is, you just flat can't doubt. Now, you can have faith in your heart and doubt in your head. This is different. It's just like something, I've had it happen, where it's just like my top of my head would open up and something would come down in me and I couldn't doubt for anything. Well, praise God for that gift. Can you say amen? Well, you gotta have that when you raise the dead. You gotta have several of these gifts in operation. My opinion, all of raise the dead. And by the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge, to another, faith by the same Spirit, the prophet withal, to another, the gifts. Well, now that's plural. Now what's he talking about? Gifts of healing. Well, there's different gifts, like if you have tuberculosis, you have the gift of healing for tuberculosis. Well, how many of these gifts are there? Well, I believe there's a gift for every named disease that's under the curse of the law. There's a gift for it. And now this ain't flowing out of a tangible anointing. I'm going to get that to a minute. That's an endowment. That's a different thing. That's different. See, remember when I was talking about last, we put everything in one bag? No, that's different. Guy that works for me the other day, he was having lunch. He said, you know, I didn't understand what you said. He was talking about Joe Jordan. I said, well, the reason he can go to midnight is because he operates in the gifts of the Spirit. I mean, he offers a gift that then he prays for different people and works with other people. But I said, now I couldn't do that and every night and last because I operate under a different type. Now I have operated under gifts of healing, but there's a special anointing like Paul had, a special anointing to heal the sick. And that's different. You don't pray over people. You lay hands on them and transmit healing power to them. You're a transmitter of God's healing power. In my ministry, my trademark has been the anointing. And it's that anointing that came on me in 1971. Now, I'll get to that in a minute. Hallelujah. You see how we can mix all this stuff up? And we need to keep it straight. That's why people mix up all the fivefold ministry. They think the evangelist thinks he can pastor and banjo and be a prophet and do this. No, you can't do that. I said sometimes you, like the prophet, the evangelist, sometimes he goes in and out of the prophet's anointing. See, the people, this generation don't know about any of this stuff. And that's why they got everything goofed up. Everybody going around calling themselves apostles when there's no fruit. They're not anointed to it. You keep saying that and doing that, and you get another man's office that you're not called to, you'll die premature. But why? Because in the Old Testament, if you went into the Holies of Holies and you're acting like you're a priest and you're not, you drop deader than a doornail. Now we're under grace, it just takes you a little longer to die. You can't mess. See, you can't play around with these things. I said, you can't play around with these things. And then you got pastors, they just travel all the time. Well, if they're a pastor, they need to be with the sheep. They can go out once in a while, go overseas and do overseas work, going to Peru and different things like that. But they can't be traveling all the time because they're not a mobile ministry. I have a mobile ministry. She can't travel. I'd like to have her with me all the time. Are you kidding me? I'd like to have her with me all the time. But sometimes I'm on the road and I just got a pillow. Put my head up again. But she's got a call and I recognize that call. There's so much here. You know, there's been a lot of men that have held their wives back, and they're going to face God one day for doing it because they had anointing on their life. When I saw the anointing on her, I couldn't stop that. Hallelujah. I said, I know women that married the wrong men and didn't obey God and almost died. Amy Simple McPherson was one of them. So you can't mess with that office. See, you can't be ignorant concerning the things that pertain to the Spirit. So he's talking about the fivefold, not just the gifts of the Spirit. He's also talking about the fivefold. He doesn't want you ignorant concerning these offices. And I know God's been dealing with me to do more teaching on them. But when I go from church to church, I just have to stay down just getting people jacked up on faith and try to teach ministers. I've had more ministers get so mad at me. I said, now, brother, quit running around trying to get to your meetings when you're a pastor. Stay home. And then you got those that don't want... That because they can't get no meetings, and the reason they can't get no meetings is because they're mixed up. And so they're gonna pastor, when really their wife is the pastor, and they're trying to get meetings and get out there, and because they're not getting out there, then they try to run the church, and they'll get in trouble with God. You see, in the Old Testament, if you intrude that priesthood and you wasn't anointed to do it, you'd drop dead in the door. Now today, you're under grace, so it takes time. But eventually, they'll do it. That's ignorance. That's ignorant. And there's a lot of ignorance out there right now. I'm Bishop so-and-so. I'm Apostle so-and-so. Well, how many churches did you... No, they didn't anoint and do it. They weren't sent ones. Some went and they weren't sent because of ambition. Or you had a pipe dream because you want to be called an apostle. Do I have any friends in here tonight? Glory be to God. I said glory to God. So from here on, the 12th chapter, all the way through the 14th, the 15th, and the 13th chapter, there's so much ignorance in this area. A lot of people died premature, and Christians, the reason they don't get healed is because they don't walk in love. See, he's talking about all this, all the way through. This just don't stop. Here's the 13th, the 11th chapter. Then after that, about prophesying, how to operate in the, with those gifts in the church. Just because they have been handled wrong doesn't mean that God doesn't want them in the church. Some do it decent and order, but they kill everything. It's so orderly that you know what I'm talking about? Because there's ignorance on that half. I thought you were spreading the fire. I am spreading the fire. We got to get these things straight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Maria Woodworth Eder lost most of her children because she disobeyed God because a man wouldn't let her go do what God called her to do. And finally, she went to the Lord and said, because, see, when you get out of the will of God, then you open everything up. You expose your children to the devil and everything else because of disobedience. If God told you to stay with a man of God, I don't care what the salary is, it's worth it. You go out and do your own and disobey God. You can make all the money in the world and die young. What good is that? Huh? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Am I telling the truth, Paul? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you with me? Am I shooting over your head? Pray. Sometimes I get into this stuff and I don't know if I'm going too far. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. But you're going to have to learn these things. I think I've been going here long enough, I can share some of these things. I don't go from church to church as a big corrector, but I go in churches and I can tell it's out of order. I said, I can tell who's the pastor and isn't just by traveling all these years and knowing. Now this man right here, I could tell he's a pastor because of the way he loves his sheep. He is among the sheep. You know, it don't hurt my feelings. People say, well, Brother Ed can, if you want to go back to the room, but, you know, I said, oh, I understand. I understand the pastor. He needs to be with his people. He's shaking hands and doing all that. But I could tell that this man loves his people. So he's a shepherd. That's why he's going to have a big church in that area. Now, there's others through the years that have been in that town, but then they started running around with the big guys. They think they're big guys. And they run around and they said, well, I want this kind of ministry and I want to go do this when they should have been home taking care of their sheep. And they wonder why they lose their church. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I can tell these folks love this place. They love this. They love the sheep here. I can tell. Hallelujah. And then I can tell there she goes in and out of that prophetic anointing. We're not quite sure how that's going to all end up, but it's going to end up right, as we believe. But I can tell this man's a pastor. You know why? Because I listen to him when he's dealing with certain things in this church and business, and he listens to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then there's idiots that I went and preached for and had big churches, and they don't love the sheep at all. I don't know how they got all those people just by his showboating and showboating. I call it display preaching. You display yourself. And it ain't about you. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus' sheep. That's why I have plenty of places to preach. Are you listening to me? The reason I have plenty, because I always go in and help that local church and feed the sheep and always point them towards their shepherd, and I always have a place to preach. And I will always have money. Because Jesus will take care of me for the simple fact as long as I go in and love that local church. Man, I'm on it now. But we're talking about ignorance. And the reason Christians don't make it is because they walk in ignorance and they don't recognize and honor these fivefold ministry. Now, Brother Dufresne, in your opinion, is the apostle the most important? No, it isn't. It's only named there, and that apostle, prophet, and evangelist and on down is because of the way the ministry is. The highest anointed is the apostle. And all that is the five, is whatever you're walking in, you shouldn't be go and spend more time in the lower. That'd mean lower important. The important one in the fivefold is your shepherd. There'll be more shepherds than there will be the other one, and they're the most important because they're taking care of God's sheep. And some of you running around all these conventions, I'm not against it, but you run all over. Oh, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be listening to more people's tapes than you do your pastor, because he's your main feeder. I wish I'd get something out of these preachers who sit there looking at me like they're like a spotted owl. Who? 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 Well, I didn't say anything about you. I just... That means, is anybody here? It would be nice if somebody could shout me down. It won't bother me a bit. But I'm telling you, there's so much. You see, we only got one more night left. I'm going to get so much out of it. But there's so much here. See, I recognize the pastor on her. I recognize her as a teacher. Hallelujah. See, I reckon on my wife. So I help in the area to make it available for her to be free to do what she does. She does not neglect her children. She does not neglect me. She does not neglect her church. Her church is healthy. Our church. See, in our Ed Dufresne ministry, there's a church department. She is the pastor, the spiritual head of that. I'm over the whole ministry. But I do my best to stick out my own business concerning pastor. I can give suggestions because I pastored before. You understand what I'm talking about? And another ignorance is when a man and a wife are both called and they're trying to outdo each other. Or you got a male ego male in the way. And their wife is more anointed. In the pulpit, in the mantle, not in the house. You understand what I mean? And yet they try to pull them down because they're jealous. That's ignorant. And you get into that and you get fussing and fighting and get strife in your home, then you open the door. And remember, the devil will come and get your kids. And you'll be responsible for it because of ignorance. God has a house called the house of God. And God has house rules. Stay with the rules and you'll live a long time. You'll have your needs met. And you'll have a nice home. With love, there's nothing like peace. I was raised in a home where it's just hell all the time. Are you listening to me? There's nothing like having a home where there's peace. And there's peace in my home. And if anything tries to disturb it, kids or anything come in, relatives come in, and they try to disturb it, we say, no, we don't do that in here. We don't fight. We don't scream. We don't cuss.
don't smoke.
Well, I let my mother-in-law come and smoke because I don't want to offend her. Offend her? Said, you just sit out there with the rest of us outside and smoke your cigarette. You're welcome to our house, but you ain't smoking that cigarette in my house. Oh, well, I'm off on this, but a man and a wife, if they'll realize that God put them two together, you got to remember, yeah, we take care of the kids, but you take care of each other, because you, after the kids are gone, it's just you and her anyway. Praise the Lord. Now, I can tell this man's a pastor. I can tell he's a pastor just by getting around the way he talks and he has love. He tells me, now this one has this one, this one here came in and got every one of them. He knows them all by name and everything. Well, I can't tell you in our church. I said, I went bowling and 3/4 of the men I didn't even know. And we had 100 men show up bowling. They all wanted to go bowling with me and I don't even know hardly any of them. I said, now what? I said, you go to our church? Yeah, I've been going for a year. I said, oh. They just know the pastor's husband will be in town here one of these times and preach. Glory be to God. You getting anything out of this? These are things. See, these are things that really need to be taught. But all of it, and open the door and praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
And to another, the working of miracles. We taught in prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Boy, we need that today. See, if you're ignorant of that, all these spirits will come into your church and live in your church and hang out in your church. These lust spirits will come in and try to get your young girls. But if you had discernment, God give you discernment. But to another, divers kinds of tongues. And to another, interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one, the self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. It's not something you do. You can't make them work. Hallelujah. Some people try to push them, and they open themselves up to familiar spirits. They'll think it's a word of knowledge, but it's a familiar spirit. They're familiar with people. Their spirits are familiar with my mother and my dad. How do you know? Well, I know a familiar spirit. When my mother died, those spirits that were on her tried to get on me. Because when she died, the minute she died, those spirits were where I was cleaning the dental office. And I was cleaning it at night. And that smell, I know that smell of my mama. And that's when I phoned, what's wrong with mom? Tried to get on me. Or the night before. And the next morning, I phoned over that thing and tried to get on me. Well, it was a spirit that was with her all her life, trying to drive her and everything else. And they're familiar with the thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why you need protection of a local church. If you're a church tramp, you'll be ignorant the rest of your life. What's a church tramp? Jumping from church to church. Trying to look for the perfect one, and there won't be because you're there. And there's nobody else. And we're all perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through the blood, there's a perfect church. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, a selfish minister will never make it. But a man that is unselfish, knowing and taking care of his sheep or whatever his ministry is. That's one thing I do. I want for me to be able to bless the sheep and bless local churches. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's why 10 years from now, if the Lord tarries, I'll still be here. 20 years from now, I'll still be here. Hallelujah. Glory, a strong 70-year-old. A strong 80-year-old. Because we'll be preaching in your big old building by then. Glory be to God, but we keep coming back. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands up and praise Him, give Him glory. Now go over to Acts. Now I want to talk about an endowment. Everybody say an endowment. See, Jesus said, you don't need to go over to Acts 19, but I'm going to Luke 4:18 to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me. The anointment there, what it means, anointed me, means He endowed me. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He had anointed me, or He endowed me to preach. See, He didn't do one miracle until He was anointed. I remember the sisters in catechism say, close your eyes. Can you picture Jesus as a little boy and a kid fell down and He reached over and healed that child? He never healed anybody. He didn't heal anybody until the anointing came on. Why? Because he didn't walk in His divine privileges as the Son of God. He walked as a man. He was all man and all God. He was God that came down in a physical body.
the Holy Ghost delivered the sperm, which was from God, came into the Mary's womb, and a child was born. It was God inside of a body to come and pay the price of Adam's sin. And he didn't walk in until this day. Remember I told you? He said, now this is revealed to your ears today. And he got up and sat on the platform. And that's when he sat down. That's when he sat down in his mantle in that endowment. Now, in the endowment, he operated in all the gifts. He operated in all the fivefold ministry. Why? Because he was the head of the church. So he operated in all five of those ministries. Now, an apostle, now this is another tape, see. Apostle can go in and out of those other ministries. But he's not allowed to desert that one and go to a lower one. That's when you'll die premature of doing that. You got to stay where God calls you. That's why they're named apostle, prophet, teacher, or an evangelist, excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. Said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're learning something.
Yeah.
But see, he wasn't anointed. He didn't heal anybody. He didn't do any miracles until that anointing, that endowment to come to walk in the offices that God called him to walk on. Hallelujah. See, he had to walk in all five because he was the head of the church. Then when he left this earth, he said, I give gifts unto men. In other words, I am diversifying myself in the body of Christ and these gifts, apostle, but, and then that's when he left those gifts and he's on the right hand of the Father. And you remember if you was here Sunday, we talked about throne sitters. And we sit with him. And his ministry is still going through the fivefold ministry. Well, but he also endows ministers with special anointings to do what they're called to do. Hallelujah. That's why I believe, and well, the Lord spoke to me, I believe it, what he said, and you're going to start seeing it, that you're going to see the pastor in full potential as a feeder. And as he feeds, it'll just draw so many, that revelation knowledge of the feeder and the pastor and the shepherd. It's just going to draw thousands of people to our, the buildings won't be able to hold them. It'll come to pass. I said, it'll come to pass. I said, it'll come to pass. You know, the forerunner's never popular. John the Baptist wasn't popular until after he was dead. But he forerun. And then when he was forerunning for came, then he sat back. Aren't you jealous that the man that you was talking about has more crowds than you? No, he did what he was told to do. That's why you see these false churches being raised up. They're all going to be burned up. There ain't going to be no fruit. Because when you say, well, we don't want to mention the name of Jesus, we don't want to offend anybody. Or they that have mental preaching, how can anybody grow up spiritually? That's why you got so much carnality in those churches. That's the tear church. That's the one, and it's going to grow with the church. But then when the day comes, it's all going to be wrapped up and burned up. And those shepherds, so-called shepherds, won't have any fruit when they go to heaven. And here they had these big old churches because they didn't feed his sheep. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You know where God's going to put the precious fruit of the earth in this last day revival? And churches like this where they preach the Word and the Spirit. That's why Word of Faith people just don't be, well, I'm Word, and don't move of the Spirit. Because God's going to put him where there's a... Anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many of you know you can't preach everything in an hour anyway in the Bible? Glory be to God. Anyway. So, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, so that they endowed him. And then, go over to Hebrews 2, and then you're at Acts. Stay there at Acts 2. Go to Acts 19. God did special miracles by the hands of Paul. You remember that? And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought under the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseased boogie that departed it left from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Hallelujah. But even that endowment was a tangible anointing. That's different than operating in the gifts of the Spirit. Actually, it is a gift to the body of Christ, these men, but that gift, it comes under the one of the fivefold ministry. But then he anoints special men with a special anointing to operate in that office. Hallelujah. Now, over in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, and also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, what's that talking about? That ain't the gifts of the Spirit. I believe here he's talking about the gift ministry
the fivefold, but according to his own will. But I have another translation, the William Buckley translation. And it reads this, God too continuously supplied further evidence of its truth in events. We got an event that's coming up, brother and sister. The event of God's power and love and mercy on this earth that no man has ever seen. Paul has what we're about to get into. Evidence of the truth in which his own power is plainly visible. Now I can go all kind of tell you different ways visible. And all kinds of acts of supernatural power. Now this is what I want. And disposition of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives as God decides. But the disposition of power, supernatural power, is endowments. And in those endowments, you can have endowed with special power to heal the sick. That don't have nothing to do with the gifts of the Spirit. It's endued power. Hallelujah. And it's distributed among the fivefold ministry. Now, this ain't on the layman. The layman have the corporate anointing that is on the whole body of Christ. But now I'm talking about it. It's just like hot fire, a coal of fire coming out of my hand. Now, I've been criticized. I made fun of. And, yeah, that preacher talking about. Well, it's true. Happened 1971. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me. I didn't know what it was. A lightning hit. It was a flash of fire and 50 people out in the, including me, we fell out under the power right there. And when I got up, there it was. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me, anointed me. Now I was called, and this is where I get back to Monday night at our church. You remember when I talked about the Spirit of the Lord come upon me? Well, see, I was involved in church, but then the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And then with that, I had an endowment of healing power to drive out sickness and disease. It says it departed, it boogied, because he had a special anointing in the hands of Paul. Well, Paul died, that means it stopped. No, he still anoints men. Well, that anointing come on me. See, and I'm going to lay hands tonight on the sick, and I'm not going to pray for you. This is a different, here we go. It's a different operation. See, the other night, Joe Jordan, he operated under another. No, he'd get people in front of him, and he'd minister to them, and then he wants me, he'd pray with people. See, he was praying with people. See, in my line, this is not a prayer line. This is not an agreement line. This ain't where you come with a big list of all your ailments. But I lay hands on you, and that anointing, see, will go in you. So I felt it just go into him right there. That anointing is just pouring out right now and going into him. Drive out sickness and disease to be a blessing. Well, Jesus, when he said the Spirit of the Lord's upon me, he just didn't preach it there. He preached it everywhere he went. And reasoning it out, you figure everywhere he went, people came out and tried to touch him in his garment. Why? Because he told them he was anointed. Now, it's wrong to bring attention to yourself, but it's not wrong to bring attention to the mantle. Hallelujah. I remember the Lord told me, I was kind of doubting if I was a pastor. Well, I was for several years until the higher, according 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, according to, I had to go out in the field ministry. And I'll never forget it. One day I walked in the building as a pastor, and I said, I'm not the pastor no more. I'm going to go out in the field. And God opened doors for me to do it. I just knew it. I was finished. Well, that was good training. 8 years. The church grew to 1,000 people. That was good training. I think every minister, traveling minister, ought to be a pastor for a while, and then he wouldn't say some of the things he says about pastors and churches. Not think it's just their paycheck just to get in there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I heard one travel minister, well, I tell you, that pastor's so stupid over there. I said, the only thing he's stupid about is having you talking like that.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. So, hallelujah. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're not dismissing. This is just as much as part of the church. But if you want hands laid on you, you have any sickness or disease in your body, we ministered a man that had cancer last night. Saw color come into his face. Just believing he'd go home, stay in the Word, confess the Word, that anointing went in him and it's driving out sickness. I know it went in him. I know when it leaves me. When I know that, as far as I'm concerned, they're healed. I know that went in, it's driving out. Paul did the same thing. That anointing, it got into his cloth. Well, that shows you can store it in cloth, that anointing, that tangible anointing. Well, you can't really fetch, you know, with that kind of anointing, unless you're praying with people, that's a different operation. But under that anointing, I don't know how you could sit there and pray for 1,000 people. You'd be wiped out because of that anointing going through.
Hallelujah. So how many of you want hands laid on you? You got something wrong with your body and you want hands laid on you? Raise your hand. Come on up. Come on up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not done. This is part one. Anybody get anything out of all that? Hallelujah. That's what you call spirit teaching. That's the Holy Ghost teaching through the vessel. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What's wrong with you, Doc? There it went right there. There it is. Now, there's different operations sometimes. I operate different where I'll get a vision and I can see what's going on. I operate some of that over ear church. And then the first night over in Porterville, remember that person went up like that? Well, I saw that in the spirit. See, that angel working on it. Now, it's a different operation. What seest thou? See an almond tree. And you speak it out. You see a prophet, he's a seer. Now, he don't see everything. Now, you remember I was thinking about, I need to bring this out. The Lord just reminded me, laying in bed and praying. He said, now bring out the fact that the word of knowledge didn't mean they know everything about you. Word of knowledge is just a word about something. Just enough where it'll bless them. Like this man right here, last night about that truck. You didn't tell me or anything, but see, that was a part enough to know that God knows about it and it's on its way and everything. Did that bless you? That encourage you? See, that didn't mean, you know everything about the guy. That's the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. That's it right there. Praise the Lord. Receive it in Jesus. That went right in. Receive it in Jesus. That's it right there. Receive it in Jesus. That's it right there. Praise the Lord. Receive it in the, receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. Shadamaya, get it in there, get it to you. Yeah, some more. Yeah, it'll all come to pass. And the things that we've heard and the things that some of it we've even seen to a portion, but they'll see a big portion. And you'll see these gifts in operation in a strong way than the church has ever said. See, hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Receive. That's it right there. Praise the Lord. Receive it in Jesus' name. Woo! That went right in there. Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, people got expressions different way. They let it out. Praise the Lord when that anointing goes in them. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm nervous. That scared me. Well, get up here and get delivered then. You shouldn't be nervous. Hallelujah. All that congestion, everything go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Went up right in you, honey. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Jesus does not want us ignorant concerning the things that pertain to spiritual things. And a church is a spiritual thing. There's natural side of it, but it's a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. And God wants all the indecent in order. Hallelujah. We should have these gifts in operation as He will. Well, you can get a church that can go in one ditch with all this. And I mean, it's Sunday morning, everybody's screaming, everybody's got a word, everybody, no, that ain't decent in order. I believe the way that Joe Jordan, the way the good ones operated, that the pastor was an interpreter. And then no more than three. You see, you won't be ignorant, that way everything's decent in order. I've been in some churches, they went on for 45 minutes, and I was supposed to preach, so I just gave a little sermonette and left. I said, well, they just went ahead and killed the servants. Prayed for the sick. Well, what do they have here me for? I got a special anointing on. They let me. There's a little higher anointing. They didn't say that there are less people. But, I always say it this way. If you need to move a mountain, get the biggest machinery you can to move it.
Right.
Whatever that gift is. Covet. In other words, those gifts. Earnestly. What would earnestly mean? Huh? What would earnestly mean? Huh? Intense. I don't know. We're going to have the gifts operate in this church more, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, churches. Glory to God. Now, don't misunderstand me. Don't get wild. You don't think they have to operate every Sunday morning and get weird. Yeah. Hang off the chandeliers every Sunday morning. No, I say it's a spirit whisper. an operation. We was at his church. I wouldn't plan it on because Sunday morning I usually go in and preach what would be a pastor's message to help people do anything. But then the Lord started moving healing here. So we just moved with it. I usually don't minister to the sick on Sunday morning unless God tells me. You understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And anyway, we don't want to give the Sunday only people a heart attack. What's Sunday only? The SOs, I call them. Sunday only people. They'll only come on Sunday and that's it. You can do anything you want. They're only going to be there on Sunday morning. So you do the best you can to feed them. Oh, he's running them off. I mean, just feed them. Then you say amen. Hallelujah. Well, did you get some help tonight? Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe we'd see some angels or something. If you just get a hold of what was ministered right then, it'll change your life. What opens the spiritual door into the things of the Spirit? Hello? Praying in the Holy Ghost. How many are going to start praying more in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, I would too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul says, I pray more than all of the whole bunch of you. No wonder he had revelation. No wonder he had vision. No wonder he wrote most of the New Testament. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Never say, well, I don't need that. Oh, yes, you do. All right, live in the natural and be ignorant. Or live in the supernatural. And you can get so efficient at it where you'll never make a mistake the rest of your life if you can get efficient at it. Hallelujah. I said, in every investment, you wouldn't make a mistake. We prayed in the Holy Ghost and listened to the Holy Ghost. And learned and developed our spirits and listened to the Father's voice. There's so many voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God.